Black magic remove. Have you been feeling weak and defeated for a long time? Feeling stuck and helpless? If despite all efforts to get rid of the situation, nothing seems to help, you may have been under black magic. The people of faith among us, who are willing to devote themselves to the process, may discover that the process of black magic remove carried out by an expert versed in the wisdom of Kabbalah will provide the desired answer. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a comprehensive process backed by in-depth knowledge that will provide a balm for the negative effects that have befallen you. Black magic remove must be done quickly to prevent aggravation. Many today choose to turn to psychics to free themselves from negative situations. The heartbreak can be great when the person who turns to them discovers he has spent a huge fortune looking for counseling and spiritual guidance and nothing has changed. Why is this happening? It is important that we make it clear, contacting any person who performs negative mystical actions that are forbidden by the religion, even for black magic remove purposes, will only lead to negative results. Contacting the spirit of the dead is causing a great disturbance to the deceased. Any use of such spirit for the psychic's financial needs and interests is strongly objected by the teachings of Kabbalah. From the moment you turn such person, we are actually harassing the spirits of the dead. This will inevitably lead to negative energetic situations in the spiritual world. The only thing that is allowed to be done for the deceased according to Kabbalah is to say Kaddish for the dead soul ascension. Therefore, it is crucial that we turn to a person who is knowledgeable in the wisdom of Kabbalah and acts in accordance with the spiritual ethics required of those who engage in this craft for black magic remove. Every moment we spend our time and money on people who act in a negative manner is a moment in which the spell cast on us intensifies and increases. The biblical prohibition of necromancy for black magic remove addressing the dead is a prohibition from the Torah. The Torah warns against this practice already in the book of Deuteronomy: "There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer." Deuteronomy 18 verse 10. In the meeting of King Saul with the Ascensionist in the Bible, King Saul demanded from her to raise the spirit of Prophet Samuel. The Ascensionist refused, and Saul begged her to do so. When the Prophet Samuel was finally brought up in a vision, he said to the king, "Why hast thou disquieted me, to bring me up?" King Saul answered that he wanted to know what the outcome of the war would be, and Samuel the prophet answered him that he will die for this. Traditionally, the practice of necromancy was intended for the purposes of predicting the future or prophecy, although it was sometimes applied for other purposes as well, including black magic remove. The craft is frowned upon by most cultures and forbidden in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Those who choose this way of removing spells cause the following negative effects: 1. Spiritual damage due to the disturbance to the deceased's rest. 2. Investing large sums of money in a person without spiritual or Kabbalah knowledge and without inner integrity. In most cases, a person who hears hidden voices requires psychiatric treatment. 3. Sometimes the damage to the soul of the deceased is irreversible because no Kaddish was performed to ascend the soul, after the soul might have cursed the psychic. The spirit of the deceased continues to roam our world restlessly. 4. The negative actions performed by the psychic will lead to negative energetic blockages and delay an effective and true black magic remove process, which will cause aggravation. It should be noted that the removal of a spell is an operation that requires comprehensive knowledge of Kabbalah and various Kabbalah ciphers and codes of secret books and spiritual ethics of the person performing the spell's removal. Samuel Zohar Yanai strongly opposes disturbing of the spirit world for self-interested purposes. There will be no possibility to use his spiritual abilities and his knowledge to disturb and harm the deceased, may they rest in heaven. Black magic remove, the complete process that awaits you. Every black magic remove process at Samuel Zohar Yanai begins with an in-depth characterization of the case's circumstances, its severity, and the person's unique needs. The consultation and the process do not require a physical visit and can be done in video meetings on Zoom or WhatsApp. The black magic remove requires deep concentration and seclusion to identify with the mystical world. This is why the entire process can be performed without the patient's presence. The process is personalized, discreet, and suitable for all faiths and religions. An ongoing process. In most cases, it will be extremely difficult to perform a thorough black magic remove in one go. Therefore, Samuel Zohar Yanai accompanies you comprehensively and performs repeated black magic remove every 30 days in constant communication until it can be guaranteed beyond any doubt that the spell has been fully removed. Removal of all types of spells and spiritual vulnerabilities. This is much more than black magic remove. In the process, we shall remove evil eye, curses and leshan hara, and after removing all of these effects, powerful energetic defenses will be carried out designed to ensure that the harmful process will not repeat itself. Strengthening every black magic remove through various practices. Spells affect a person in all areas of his life without exception. They weaken the body and mind, cause a deterioration in relationships with our loved ones, harm a person's livelihood and business, and often also his family. To ensure that the body, soul, and significant circle of the bewitched person can handle the process in the best possible way, I provide alongside the process of black magic remove also nutritional advice and recommendation on herbs and supplements, as well as business advice and personal coaching. Reopening of the energy channels. Once the spell removal process is complete, I will perform a series of actions designed to reopen the energetic channels, now that all blockages have been completely removed. Start your black magic remove today to ensure a better tomorrow. Each day we procrastinate allows the spell to intensify and expand within us. The negative results will not be late to come. A quick response will significantly improve the chances of an optimal black magic remove. To stop this dangerous trend, I invite you to contact me here and now. I am here, available for you and committed to you. For more information, for any question and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp or by phone. Why are spells called lahash, whisper, in Hebrew? To better understand how the black magic remove process is carried out, we must first understand the origin of spells. It is known that Tefillat Shmon Esra is said in a whisper. According to Jewish law, in the part where it is written, and the rains of blessing stopped, the worshipper is obliged not to say this sentence but only to recite it, by heart. This is because Judaism attributes tremendous energetic power to words and thoughts. A study conducted on water molecules by the Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto revealed what happens to water after being cursed it and or blessed. You can learn more about the research on the Removing the Evil Eye page on the website. Spells are also done by a whisper. The sorcerer says the word and whispers it in a quiet tone. According to Kabbalah, the only language to undo spells or witchcraft is Aramaic. Therefore, when we say Kaddish to the deceased, we do not use Hebrew, in the prayer for the deceased's soul ascension. This is the reason why one should not use the services of a person who claims to be an expert in black magic remove, if he is not familiar with the Aramaic language. He will have no ability to remove the spell according to the Halacha. It should be clarified that Samuel strongly opposes the casting of spells intended to harm a person. Samuel specializes in removing and canceling spells and will not perform any action intended to harm another person. Ancient spells and black magic remove in ancient times. Ancient witchcraft formed an integral part of the core beliefs and culture of a variety of peoples and cultures almost everywhere around the world. It took an integral part of all aspects of life for various people in antiquity. They instilled confidence in the face of the forces of nature and existential difficulties and were apparently useful in protecting against diseases and epidemics. The ancient sorcerers had a special status among kings, nobles, and commoners alike. It is widespread in the cultures of the Near East, in Egypt, in ancient Greece, as well as Rome. The status of the sorcerers was divided into several main categories: witch doctors. Ancient doctors served as both shamans and healers. They used different herbs, most of which grew wild in the fields and forests. They would prepare healing concoctions from them to treat diseases or wounds or various strengthening potions and use them in rituals for blessings or curses or casting spells against enemy nations or private individuals. Which doctors who worked in the cultures of the Near East and especially in Mesopotamia, such as the members of the Hittite and Babylonian cultures, used to read in the internal organs of animals, mainly domestic animals such as sheep, but also of wild animals such as deer and bears? Reading lamb's liver for various magical rituals was widespread as far back as ancient Greece and Rome. Sorcerer priests. The phenomenon of sorcerer priests refers mainly to pharaonic Egypt. These priests, or khartoumim, of Egypt were considered on one hand as religious priests and on the other hand sorcerers with mystical powers. These used wands, enchanted swords, oaths and magic powders. The purpose of these spells was first and foremost to protect the king and the royal court. The most well-known and common story known to us from the Bible is that of Pharaoh and Moses, where it is told of spells cast by the Egyptians in front of Moses. The sorcerer priests also existed in Zoroastrianism, the ancient Persian religion. These priests knew how to perform spells mainly through the use of fire, the sun or any other sources of flames or light. Sorcerer craftsmen. In many ancient societies, people who were considered masters of conversation, writing, music, and plastic art were sometimes considered to be working through an external divine power. According to ancient beliefs, these artisans had an ability that was considered a gift from God, and their art was considered a means of performing magic, by sculptures they created, amulets they wrote, etc. A prominent example of a sorcerer craftsman is Moses, who was a master of sorcery and was able to overcome the Egyptian sorcerers thanks to his high abilities. Another example is the oracle from Delphi, who predicted fortunes through oil, water, and other means and could also perform spells. Even Pandora, who kept a closed box in which all human evil was contained, was well versed in spells. Astrology and fortune telling. The ancient Mesopotamian, among their various peoples, would make extensive use of ancient astrology signs to cast spells. Using ancient astrology in ancient divination, rain, stones of various types, signs of fire, they tried to read the future and influence it through magic. Over 1,000 years after, it was Merlin the Mage, who, according to the story, also engaged in ancient witchcraft, communicated with spirits, and helped humans with all kinds of magical means. In this category you can also merge the use of spirits in the cultures of the Fertile Crescent, from the Sumerians to the Babylonians. These sorcerers communicated with spirits in order to perform spells, some of them extremely harmful. Fortune-telling sorcerers. This field was mainly controlled by ancient witches who used spells using the techniques of dream prediction, dream resolution, and hallucinations. These processes are designed to influence the future through spells. By listening to dreams, analyzing, and solving them and causing imaginary hallucinations, they cast spells on others. It's time to stop the negative influence that has befell you. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to enter a process of release from the negative energy standing in your way forward. Using a variety of methods, backed by age-old and comprehensive knowledge, unique techniques and close and discreet accompaniment, energetic blockages, spells, black magic, spells and more could be removed. For more information on black magic remove and to schedule an appointment, you can contact us today via WhatsApp or by phone.